tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yep. Welcome, everybody, to your Bachelor in Paradise After Buzz After Show, and unfortunately, it's the finale!
The last one!
What are we gonna do?
I was gonna say the whole crew is here, but... Brooks? Brooks?
Sarah? Dan Cox? Is he coming through the door? Michael?
I wish there was like a slow-mo montage of just everyone running back to us. I think they're all on After Paradise.
Yeah, they're all at the after show. Brooks is somewhere in traffic, probably listening on his phone right now on the way back from San Francisco.
He forgot we had a show today.
It's the OG crew. It's me and you.
Yeah.
And oh, no JC. JC. Well, we are going to bring it to you live. Our thoughts on what's going on. We're going to pull up the chat roll here, get you guys included.
Some happy thoughts, some sad thoughts, some angry thoughts.
Is that a ring in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Hello. Guys, this was Bachelor in Paradise is 2 for 2.
Yeah. I mean, it has a better success rate of couples than Bachelorette or Bachelor.
It's batting 100 or 1,000. What do you say? What do you say, Mark? What do you say? Do you say batting 100 or 1,000?
100?
1,000,
I
believe.
It's 1,000, right?
1,000?
It's batting 1,000. 2 for 2? I don't know. Is that how you would say it?
Well, only 2 engagements, 1 marriage. So we don't know yet.
But there's nothing about Tanner and Jay that says, I'm not sure to me.
The odds are in their favor.
Would you say right now, I know they did the poll, that you think the odds are more in favor of Tanner and Jay than Sean and
Well, it wasn't, their poll wasn't that which couple would last, it was which couple will get married first. I do agree with that, actually.
That Tanner and Jade will
get married first.
I agree also. If you had to pick a couple that you feel more strongly about, not that you think one will break up, but you just feel more strong, like more secure, which one is it?
Tanner and Jade.
Me too.
100%.
Why is that?
Whatever it is, I feel like they both just think that they got out of their league. Like, I feel like they both agree that they're trading up, even though I find them as equals. Like, they complement each other really well.
Yeah.
But Jade just seems so over the moon. She's like, I've never found someone that gets me like some like you do. And then Tanner's like, yep, I got a Playboy model. Like, I was just coming for the free drinks, and I got this girl. How? Wow. I don't know. But it's great.
Well, I'm excited to see what happens. Shoot, let's go back and let's talk about last night's before everyone left, before we got to the final four couples.
Yeah.
Let's talk about everything with last night because we had the Jared and Ashley I.
So many people
the
left.
Overnight. So let's do this. Let's go by each couple. So there was the Jared and Ashley I situation. They had the overnight date.
I didn't see that lasting.
I didn't see it lasting from the beginning.
Yeah, it was definitely not completely one-sided, because I think he did give her bits occasionally, but it was I don't know what I'm doing with my hands. Ashley, I was all in.
If you're listening, her hands are one's high and one's low, and it makes no sense. But yeah, she was. She was all in, and Jared was very hesitant. I think he tried genuinely a couple times. It wasn't there. I guess I kind of feel for the guy in the sense that I felt like he could have had some shots with some other girls, but he kind of at the beginning went for Ashley I to get a rose that first week, and it kind of got him stuck in the cycle with her the whole time in Paradise.
I didn't see him with any of the other girls from this season, though. That was my problem. And maybe
not in the long run, but I mean, he might have had a shot. Like, they could have on a date and, like, explored it.
I don't think that he was over Caitlyn, but it also kind of makes me question if he wasn't over Caitlyn and that was a month removed or however many weeks removed. Kirk was also getting out of a relationship and he delved right into one.
And he even said tonight, he said, I was recently out of one, but I also knew that I was ready for another one. which begs the question of how much time is appropriate. Yeah. And that's relative to each person individually. But another question, and I saw Michelle Money tweeting about this. She kind of made a joke of Ashley I giving her V. She was like, did A give her V card to J?
AI to V.
To V.
To J. Did she put the using, P in the V?
Oh, she didn't go that far. Oh. Wow.
Anyways,
but she was asking the question on Twitter if people thought that, because if that's the case, which is what she wanted, then Jared breaks up with her the next day. That is kind of messed up.
That's,
and that was her point.
Yeah.
Which I agree.
When they walked back,
I didn't see it.
I was like, no, they definitely didn't. I don't even think they like made out. Yeah, maybe he kept his jeans on.
Who was it that did that?
Robert. Oh, at least it's in Sarah's.
So, the next couple, Mikey T and Julia, I saw that there was a possibility.
I thought that I was blindsided by that, by him saying, oh, I see her as a friend. You came back to paradise for her. What are you talking about? You pursued the crap out of her for weeks, even when she was wanted someone else, she was pursuing Joe.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I like you. I want to treat you right. And then for him to just swerve and be like, oh, yeah, I like Mackenzie. What?
Yeah, that was the weirdest thing. Tenley even said it right. She said Julia got shortchanged by two guys. She definitely got shortchanged by Joe. I think Mikey T gave it a fair shot. I think he was okay, and if it wasn't there, he tells her, but it just seemed like it was a little out of left field.
I didn't see it lasting.
All the way back down.
I kind of, for a split second, talking about Michelle Money, I kind of felt him to be like that Cody for Michelle, like him coming back in. He was the knight that like saves her. But it's tough. They didn't have as much time, and I don't think they had as strong of a connection.
Although the week you were gone, I know you watched all the episodes back.
Yeah,
that they went to the wrestling thing. They looked like they had so much fun. That
was
date.
A really cute date,
right?
Who wouldn't have fun at that date? That's just
that's
so,
like your ideal date.
I mean, it is, but it's also just even people that aren't fans of wrestling. I think that's such a cool thing. I hate the whole dinner and a movie.
Yeah, it was new.
Every
it was
first
fun.
Date. Like, why not do something different and out of the box?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Then we see something really. Jacqueline tries to get Jared to go on a date with her. Then Cassandra comes in and asks Justin right away. So then he backs out with Jacqueline. And then Nick swoops in and asks for her date card, rolls around the sand, gets it with Samantha. So then we get a Nick and Samantha date.
Yeah. And he was talking about they've been texting for a while as
longer
well.
Longer than it sounds like with Joe.
He even said later in tonight's episode, 3 months.
3 months. Joe,
how long
I believe,
was Paradise? 7 weeks?
7 weeks. And okay. I believe that Joe, when they finally admitted it, said that him and Samantha texted for 6 weeks. I believe that was the number they put on it. Okay, you guys, correct me if I'm wrong in chat roll. By the way, shout out to chat roll, everybody that stayed up. I know a lot of people couldn't. I got a Snapchat from my friend. I go by KP. She said she had to do some grad school homework and went to bed. But some people stayed up, and we appreciate that you guys are with us. Let us know. Was it 6 weeks, I believe?
I'm not quite sure what
regardless,
the timeline was.
3 months.
I mean,
a long
it was
time.
It was 7 weeks for us watching.
Yeah.
But that means it could have been, you know, I think last time they were there for 5 weeks.
This was longer.
A little bit longer.
Side note question: would you like to see Paradise go even longer? Like for this show to go longer?
I don't know that it needs to.
Just where it is.
As a viewer, I wouldn't mind if they separated the episodes a little bit more. I didn't like having the two nights a week.
Yeah.
I like having my Bachelor fix and it just be, you know, a 2 or 3 hour once a week thing. Too much of a good thing, not always great. But I don't know. I'm happy with how it turned out for all these couples. I think it's the perfect amount of time. The summer summer show just to get us through.
Yeah, something.
But
till football season starts for me. I need my drama fix for the summer, and then it's back to sports.
Did you have your bachelor pool? Because so many people, I mean, I used to do that with my...
I didn't. I never have.
Oh. I don't know how you would do it for Bachelor in Paradise, but we've had, my friends and I usually do Bachelor pools.
You want to hear something interesting? Somebody brought this up the other day. So, because I do some hosting, obviously, for here, for the Bachelor franchise, and then also for sports stuff. Somebody said, you host, like, a guy's dream thing, and you host, like, a girl's, like, dream, like, the two opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
It's interesting you say it, though. I don't participate in, like, fantasy sports for NFL.
Okay.
But I would do a pool or fantasy thing for Bachelor.
Yeah.
Because my thing about sports is it takes away my fandom, but for a reality show, I would 100% do it. We should do it. We should have our own little panel one and include the fans next season. Mm-hmm. We should do like an online like Google Doc and include our AfterBuzz fans.
I would love
that.
Ashley S., she would be right because she thinks that people are betting on them behind the scenes.
It would just make her actually the
smartest person to ever grace the Bachelor family.
We could call it something with onions. Let us know. Tweet us.
She's got a lot of layers.
There it is.
Yeah.
Let us know. Tweet us or write on the chat roll if you guys would be interested in us doing like a poll or like a pool. I mean,
yeah.
Next season,
draft them.
We could draft them.
We would always do it. I think what we did is we would look at the pictures when they released them, but we wouldn't pick until after the first night
after the limo ride arrivals. Yeah. That's fair. Because you get a first impression.
Mm-hmm.
If the bachelor or bachelorette gets a first impression, we as a viewer should get a first impression.
Yeah.
And then what do? You just put all your money on one person? You get like three picks?
No. It was the first season we did it, we would have one girl. I mean, there's websites that show you how you can do it, but
did you have a format laid out already?
Yeah, I did it with my roommate, Jill. Hey, Jill. And we would just split them up half and half. And then I think the second season that we did it where it was us and another girl, so you just draft them. Like, you would find out who goes first, and you get your first pick, second pick, third pick. Like, yeah.
This is fantastic. Everybody say yes to a poll, do a draft.
So great.
Danielle, Miss Badnamos. Who else is on here? Rock Netta. Toasty Pie. Rota 13. Good Luck Niper. Everybody's all down.
Danielle Hee
Hee. I love this. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about it. We got a couple months to talk about it.
Till January. What are we going to do?
Another date. Justin and Cassandra. They ride horses. They both have kids. They seem like they fell.
I thought this was it. I was like, this is the best couple, and they're saving it till the last week.
Yeah.
This makes so much sense.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't know Cassandra was coming. I didn't expect her to come to Paradise. I had no idea she was coming.
No.
I really liked her,
though. They had a lot of parents on this season.
Yeah, there was a lot of parents on this season. So let's fast forward now. I want to get to the couple, so let's get through last night's episode. There's a cocktail party, what we thought, and then Chris is like, nope. Just pulls away the last cocktail party of the season.
Yeah.
Straight to the rose ceremony. So we get Kirk, obviously picks Carly. Tanner Jade, Nick Samantha, Joshua Tenley, Justin Cassandra, and then to Dan. This is the first time we see something shake up.
Mm-hmm.
Dan doesn't give a rose.
No.
You cool with that?
He was a flip-flopper this season. I feel like he liked a lot of girls, mm-hmm. and then it didn't work out. And I don't know. It was just, there's something weird towards the end. I know you guys met him, so.
Yeah, and Dan was awesome. We loved him in studio.
He seems like a really great guy. It just seemed like this show. He even said when he was leaving in the outtakes, he was like, well, if I'm still single next summer, call me.
It's like his next interview. The one thing that caught me off guard was when he went for Samantha. That was the one thing that caught me off guard where I was kind of like, huh? Like, out of left
field.
Everyone
loved Samantha.
I mean, yeah. But I respect that. I respect that, like, hey, if you don't see it there, don't waste another week or whatever.
But he did it the last night. Like, it wasn't... He stuck around until the very end.
What are you? You don't know who else is coming. I mean, three more girls showed up.
Yeah, I guess if there were other girls coming,
Mackenzie, Cassandra, and Chelsea Webster. They all showed up the last week. No?
I just kind of respected JJ more for leaving halfway through.
He got a hero's exit. That was amazing.
And didn't end up with his dream girl. I like him so much more after Bachelor in Paradise.
Like,
I think his sarcasm and his wit was just misinterpreted. His scene with Amy Schumer will go down as one of my favorite scenes in Bachelor history. So
I guarantee they bring on more comedians and do stuff like that.
I just want Amy Schumer to host it. Bye, Chris Harrison. You can come on our show.
Why didn't Amy Schumer co-host, like, with
Jenny
Mullen?
Because Jenny Mullen has been a fan and a said fan of Bachelor.
For longer.
Like, okay. I remember my first season here at AfterBuzz, we invited her on AfterBuzz.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And she didn't want to come on.
we could try again.
Jenny, we love you. Come here.
By the way, when she spazzed out on the couch tonight about
Jonathan
Cassandra,
she's a true fan.
She's awesome, yeah.
That's
it was cool.
Yeah.
I like that. Her and her husband. Jason and her both are.
Yeah.
We should get them Jason, both on.
I thought Jason just liked to make fun of the show and, like, thought that everyone was stupid, but he loves it. When she was, like, talking about him crying, I could genuinely see Jason Biggs crying about a couple making it or not.
And then we get Mikey T. Very interesting what happens here. He picks Mackenzie, and she just shuts it down. She's going to go home.
I was half expecting her to be like, Mikey, I'm actually married to...
An alien? To an alien? And did you see her little alien on her shirt the first day?
Oh, no.
You know how she has her whole thing with aliens?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's funny. I felt kind of bad for him there in the moment, but it was a very, just kind of a
really?
Weird move. I only felt bad for him in that, like, to get turned down in front of everybody. Like, you saw Tenley's face even, she was like, oh no. Like, everybody was.
I think it was just, like, one of those bombs where everyone's like, oh no, this is not gonna work. Why are you doing this, Mikey? Oh, don't do that. Just gracefully exit.
People want you to have Amy Schumer in with for chatting with Kathy for your show.
I would love that.
I would watch that.
She's like one of the top five people that I want to interview in my life. Like,
So yeah. Then we have four girls go home now because Dan leaves. We have Amber, Jacqueline, Chelsea, and Ashley S. all go home. We didn't really get to see anything from Chelsea. Jacqueline got screen time only because she almost tried to break things apart and didn't.
Ashley S. got crabs.
Got crabs. And Amber got dates with a couple guys, including the guy she came here for, and it just wasn't there. That's
Amber was a flip-flopper, too, though.
She did flip-flop three times.
I think she's a great girl, but it wasn't one of those ones where I was like, oh, that's so sad that she...
Yeah, I mean, I feel like she gave it a fair shot. She tried it with Dan, it wasn't there. At that point, is that considered a flip-flop if you try and the person says no?
No, because remember what happened is she went on a date with Dan, and then she went on another date with Justin.
Before Dan, like, said no?
Yeah, to make Dan jealous, and then she came back from the date after just making out with Justin, went to Dan and was like, I missed you the entire time, I want it to be
with
you. And he was like, I'm not feeling it. And then she went back to Justin, and she's like, oh, yeah, let's do this. And he's like... no.
Yeah, that's right. Somebody just said on chat roll, Rotor 13 said, Mikey needs to find himself a cast member from Jersey Shore. That's kind of
I'm funny. Fist pumping that comment. Yeah.
I look like I'm punching you in that camera. P.S. For all the people that are listening and cannot see us, thank you so much for downloading the podcast on iTunes. We love it. Please continue to rate us 5-star and tune in. That's why we do this. We know this is the finale, but we will be back in January and all next season. So thank you guys for doing that all season with us. Okay, moving on to...
With Ben H.
Yeah. Your boy, Ben Higgins.
You know,
you're so
I don't
excited.
Have a sister to nominate me because I feel like that's how everyone gets nominated for this show. Oh, yeah, my sister nominated
me. Do you want me to nominate you?
I think it's too late.
It is too late. That's what, you could crash the party. You could pull a Spakowski.
Spakowski. Except I've never been on the show before, so I don't think it works
it anyways.
That way.
Oh. Like, guys, I technically talk about you. I know who all you are.
Can they do an after Bachelor show like ours, but with Chris Harrison, and I'll just like be one of the fans that's like there? And just,
you should be the celebrity fan on the other couch, like with Nikki Glaser
be like,
and Miss America.
So tell me, it didn't work out, right? Right?
Guys, who's the emotional girl on the other couch? Who invited her? Awesome. All right. next day, we go on to the final week for the five couples, or so we think, and five couples turns to four.
Yeah.
I feel like, and I want to ask you if you saw this at all, about the Kirk and Carly situation.
Yeah.
I feel like I saw some hesitation from Kirk in his body language over the last couple weeks.
Oh, when they were I think it's together. Been there since the very beginning.
I didn't see it from the beginning, but I saw he was a little more hesitant than she was. I did see that he was farther behind than her.
She made a lot of the first moves, which is usually, as a girl, we're told not to. It's not necessarily something that I've always followed or that girls should follow, but... She kissed him first.
Mm-hmm.
She went in for that kiss. She, I feel like, was the one that was like, let's talk originally.
Yeah.
She made a lot of the first moves. And I remember the first week, he was very hesitant. He's like, I just got out of something. He's like, I feel like I should take this slow. He didn't say that to her, though.
He said that to the guys. Mm.
So it was hard because I feel like she did make a lot of the moves. And as a girl or a guy in that situation, you have to be willing to put yourself out there and potentially get hurt.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. it's tough because I feel like I see both sides. I don't necessarily think that one or the other is correct. I think that she is angry right now, and that's why she's acting like that. It's coming from a place of hurt because I think that anger is just sadness manifested in a different form.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, I get where she's coming from because I feel like I've been in her shoes where it's the person that you think is perfect. You see yourself spending your life with them and it blindsides you.
Yeah.
Like it's not something that even other people understand because they don't know your conversations, but, it's almost harder to get dumped by someone who you think is a great person because you don't have that thing that's wrong with them. You don't, mm-hmm. you're not able to say, oh, well, they cheated on me or they did this or that. It's like, oh no, it's me. I'm the problem.
Yeah.
I wasn't good enough. And that feeling is awful.
Yeah. No, it's the worst. I think, you know, Carly even said on the couch tonight, she clarified, she's like, look, I think Kirk is a great guy. But my issue was that he waited so long. If he felt that he should have at least been open with her. And you know what? If he's open with her 2 weeks before this and says, hey, look, I'm a little behind you,
mm-hmm.
but she continues to spend time with him, then he's not in this predicament.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, well, I did let you know I was kind of behind. And then if he's like, hey, I don't want to continue on this week, then it's a different story. My issue is that he waited. I don't think it's wrong to be behind someone and to let them know.
I think he was, in his mind, he was doing it as a good thing. He's like, oh,
yeah,
well, I want
sure.
to consider her feelings. I don't want to hurt her. But
late.
In the long run, yeah, that ends up hurting them more. It's not the easy thing to have those conversations or to bring it up. I think that she was definitely more vocal about her feelings than he was.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely not fair.
Yeah. Yeah, and even people are agreeing. I'm looking at, like, Ms. Badmo said, which was the problem. It was kind of obvious he had reservations, but should have made it clear to Carly. Like, people are agreeing with us on Chapsnat. Chat roll. Not even close, Danny.
Yeah.
It's 11 o'clock. All right, well, let's move on here.
11:34.
Anything else with Kirk and Carly? I mean, it was very awkward on the couch on After Paradise.
I really, really, really wanted to ask both of them when Carly said that she reached out to Kirk earlier in the week.
Yeah.
And he didn't respond. That seemed really weird to me. I'm glad, like, everything that he said tonight was perfect.
Yeah.
And I do genuinely believe him. I think that he had those feelings. He just waited too late to voice his apprehension towards moving forward with their relationship. But, like, I think that he's sincere. But that was never addressed, and I was curious as to if that was true, if she had reached out, or
if he didn't
respond, because you always kind of question, like, was he saving it for TV?
Possibly.
And I listened to the song that she wrote.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, she said, that's her way
of... Oh, the one on Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't listen to it.
That's her way of expressing herself.
Mm.
So...
She does have a very good voice. I was actually really surprised. Really good voice.
Yeah.
All right. Then we have, moving on, Justin and Cassandra, who don't do the overnight date, which I respect.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's cool. Their kids are going to watch it someday.
It was also very telling.
Very quick.
Well, yeah. One, it had been less than a week that they had known each other, and they had only gone on one date. Which other couples had only gone on one day, but they had spent multiple weeks together. She seemed wary about the relationship from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
Even on their first date, she's like, oh, this is great. We definitely have chemistry, but I don't know. Like, she kept on questioning it. And that's a telltale sign. Like, if you're questioning it from the very beginning, that's not a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and even when she said no to the overnight date, he looked kind of shocked. Like, he looked a little disappointed, like, ah, but I kind of wanted to.
Mm-hmm. I think it would have given them more of an opportunity to talk.
Yeah.
But I really respect her that much more that she
right?
didn't do it.
Yeah. It raises her stock. I mean, not that it needed to. It makes you go,
mm-hmm.
wow. You know, that's a very solid quality person. I love that.
I will have to say, too, that Bachelor fans, and we're a part of that, are very, very critical of anyone who is on the show. And I guarantee, not me personally, because these aren't my thoughts, but I guarantee that had she gone on the overnight date and then it didn't work out with Justin and she ended up with
Jonathan
at the end of it, she would have gotten so much hate just as a female.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. She would have got a lot of slut shaming or whatever it's called in the internet. She would have got shamed for it. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So
it's a good point.
It's not that she shouldn't have gone on the overnight date, but I think that for her, since she is such a sweetheart, and Nikki Glaser even said it on the after show, she's a Disney princess. Like,
yeah.
I hope she stays as far away from hateful comments as possible.
She doesn't seem like somebody who gets into that, like who sways with the wind and drama and comments. She seems like she stays true to herself.
No, I think that she stays true to herself, but that doesn't mean that someone on the internet isn't going to be mean and be like, oh, you're a disgraced all mother.
Right, I guess, like, what I'm saying is, like, I don't see her like digging into Instagram comments to see that and then being like, oh, that one hurts.
Everyone does that. Are you kidding me?
I think to an extent, but there's some people who feed off it and there's some people who see it and they're like, I'm done with that. I don't see her as somebody who, like, digs in and reads them and then lets them all affect her.
Ugh. They say, what is it, for every one negative comment, it takes 100 to...
Jeez.
To make your, you feel the same level of confidence about yourself.
Who says that?
I read it online.
Wow.
So it must be true. I don't know.
Must be true. But somewhere around there. That's... Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about this Tenley and Joshua situation.
Okay.
This was a tough one to watch. I saw something there, but I don't know if I saw it outside of Paradise. Did you?
No.
Why?
Just, I don't pair them together. Not that I'm a matchmaker or anything, but if they were both my friends, I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, you guys should date.
Right.
It just seemed like maybe they would go on a date or two in the outside world, but I didn't see that couple having longevity.
Side note, somebody's asking if that's a pizza pendant necklace you have on.
It is.
There you go.
Pepperoni pizza.
Pepperoni pizza, the best kind of pizza. Oh, somebody else said that does not look like a pizza pendant. Raquel Peralta, you are wrong. It's a pepperoni pizza pendant. And what's on the back of your phone case?
Minion.
A minion. Just killing it. A lot of people are asking if that's a pizza necklace. Did they just do a close-up on your necklace or what?
I don't know.
You're like four questions in a row.
Sparked some.
Amazing.
No, it's been up the whole time. People are just starting to get hungry for pizza.
I'm hungry for pizza. Anytime after 11 p.m., I can be hungry for pizza.
Pizza party.
Actually, pretty much anytime that's a time.
We should have had a pizza party for After Paradise.
Pizza After Paradise. That should be the name of our show.
Pizza Paradise.
God, there's our song. It's done. Yes.
I ship you and pepperoni.
Oh, yes. Forever. This Tenley and Joshua situation, the breakup was really hard to watch, but it made me like her even more.
God, even on the After Paradise show, she was like slinging insults. She's like, I don't like that hula girl, but he's such a nice guy. Like, the way that she says it, it's like, that's so mean, but you're the nicest human. How do you do that?
Yeah. It comes across as super nice.
Like, you just said something. Like, she could be like, yeah, I murdered someone. When I would be like, oh, she's the sweetest.
Tenley, oh, stop. but that breakup was tough to watch.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
I was like, that's so clean. Like, it's like, I think it was because she genuinely, she seemed hurt by it. Like, she felt bad that she was hurting him.
Yeah.
But I think that it was a mature breakup.
I like that she said, you're a guy from a one-stoplight town and I'm a girl from a busy town who needs friends and community and people around me.
She clearly thought about the future.
Well, they showed that shot of her, like, writing down positives and negatives. Uh-huh. Which was very, like, she was internalizing and processing so much.
But also, I think what was hard about that is he clearly tried to make it work because he gave her the rose, but then, or wanted to give her the rose. And then after, on After Paradise, he kind of reached out to her and he was like, oh, well, yeah, I wanted to, like, she even said that he asked if they could make it work or they talked about that.
Yeah.
So.
So then we get to the end of the show, which was awesome, by the way.
He'll have a great relationship with Molly.
Say that again?
He'll have a great relationship with Molly. That's a joke.
Coconuts.
Sorry.
And Molly.
Yeah.
You know, we don't, didn't he say that didn't happen?
It was a one-time thing.
It was a one-time thing. It was a Vegas thing. It's where Dan Cox lives. He'll tell you all about it.
I forgot who said this. Maybe it was Jason Biggs. But people that are drug addicts, like, don't aren't that like, oh my gosh, yeah, I tried drugs once. Like, they would be more cool about it. So I tried drugs once.
Like that?
I don't think that they would, like, brag to everyone. Like, he was trying to be, like, the cool guy.
So that makes you think he only did it once?
If he even did it at all.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, you think he was trying to bring it up as just, like, a subject for people to, like, talk about?
Maybe. I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't want to speculate on his...
Josh just seems like a different guy than who he used to be. Like, I feel like because of the tattoos and the way he was talking about, like, the drugs, like, he used to be a different person than we saw.
It's so funny because I've definitely stopped dating guys based on their tattoos.
Really?
Like, if they have a stupid story for that their tattoo, yeah.
You stopped dating guys based on their tattoos?
There was a guy that, he was so nice and he was really cute. And I think it wouldn't have worked out for other reasons, but I remember he had a really stupid tattoo on his leg. And just the story, it was like a video game character. And I was like, that takes up your entire leg.
Like, game over.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So out of all of Paradise, we get two relationships.
Yeah.
Three, technically, because Jonathan was technically on Paradise. But they didn't meet because of Paradise. So we get...
Bad producers call. They would have, like...
Jeez.
Been engaged by the end of it, potentially.
Maybe. The way they were looking at each other?
How, like, fateful is that, though? That she was working... Do you believe that story? Because for a second I was like, did they meet somewhere else?
They had no reason to lie about it.
I know. But I just think that that's so cool that it wasn't over, you know... I mean, it could have been that they followed each other on Twitter afterwards.
But it had nothing
to do
with the franchise.
The fact that she is a makeup artist and was on the same shoot as him.
He's got talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
They have kids. I mean, it even though it's only been a month, it has to be serious that their kids already have met.
Yeah, I thought the same
thing.
That's
a big
step for
parents.
She was like,
yeah, our
kids are kind of like polar opposite. But that is a huge step. And they live 30 minutes from each other. And they're in, obviously, similar industries where they're going to cross paths. And
they looked so genuinely happy together, too.
Yeah.
That was cute. That was a surprise. I was like, what?
That was a cool surprise. That was a nice little surprise for the finale. I will say this was probably one of the better After Paradise because it actually moved along for me. Mm-hmm.
Well, because there were so many guests.
I feel bad for Catherine and Sean. They said three words. I saw somebody tweet, Catherine and Sean sitting behind the couch looks like that couple that comes late to your Super Bowl party and has nowhere to sit. Like they were sitting. They both said one sentence.
It was kind of weird for me why they were there, though.
I mean, maybe just to be like an ambassador that passes the torch on to Tanner and Jade in a way.
So then why wasn't it Marcus and Lacey again?
Yeah, Marcus and Lacey, or why wasn't it Sean and Caitlin, for that matter?
True.
Who just got engaged.
Because then it could be like, oh, yeah. Oh, did Caitlin ever make out with Tanner? No.
Yes.
She did?
She kissed almost every guy that was on there.
I don't know if she kissed Tanner, though.
I'm pretty sure she kissed Tanner.
I know they didn't have a date.
But I'm pretty sure she kissed Tanner. Yeah, I know
that
she kissed Tanner.
That would be awkward. It's like, oh, here, passing the torch. You can have this one.
Jonathan talked on the phone to Justin, who had just kissed Cassandra. And he was like, what's up, brother? Like, they had formalities. Yeah.
There was that one awkward moment of Justin where they're like, so tell us what happened. And he's like, well, yeah, basically what she said. And then there was just dead
silent.
Air.
Chris is like, well, all right. Oh, man. Yeah,
Chris
that was
making some not nice jokes.
Yeah, so Kathy made a point while we were watching tonight. She said that you felt like Chris was...
Maybe he was just more loose with things. Like, he's joking about people, as I think we do as fans, but it kind of felt like what producers might do behind their backs or something, because there was one comment, and I can't remember what it was. It was Jared's patchy beard.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that's weird for Chris Harrison to make a joke like that. He's supposed to be Switzerland.
I wonder if it's stuff that he says back when he's, like, around all the monitors and he's watching and he just throws stuff out with the producers. But what's interesting is this is the first time we've ever, besides Men Tell All or After the Final Rose or Women Tell All, that we really see Chris live.
Yeah.
So we see him in a forum, an arena, where he can just shoot off.
No, we've seen him in live things before, in live capacities, but he usually has... No, in the Women Tell... Or not Women Tell All. Yeah, those things, but, like, he's just got the teleprompter. He's not able to shoot with other people, so...
Do you think that's why? Do you think he's always like this? We're just seeing it?
I don't know. Or maybe that was just a one-off thing. Because you can make fun of people's scarves, like Josh's scarf, or, you know, things like that. But when you're making fun of someone's actual physical appearance, that's kind of mean.
Yeah, it is mean. I did that once earlier this season. It was mean of me. I got hate for it.
What if Jared, like, is really self-conscious about that?
Yeah. He might be. Although, I think, I wish I could have a patchier beard. Mine's too full. I wish it was patchier.
Has anyone ever worried, like, that their beard is too full? You just shave it.
Yeah.
Like, but what if you can't grow a normal beard?
Yeah, some people hate that, too. That's
I know, that's probably worse.
I have friends who are like, I wish I could grow a beard.
Me too.
Hashtag bearded Kathy.
There we go.
Like, just if I ever wanted it, you know?
Well, any other...
Cold.
I mean,
my
now we need to talk
cold.
About the biggest thing of all, Tanner and Jade.
I got goosebumps.
Did
like,
you?
That was so freaking cute. One, he was so awkward and nervous. First, when he was telling her he loved her,
yeah.
That was adorable. And her reaction.
I like the way she said it back. She's like, I love you too, Tanner. Like, it was like so matter of fact.
Well, she said in the interview, she was like, I felt this way, but him saying that just validated my feelings because you can tell,
yeah.
And she said this on camera before, she's been hurt in the past and she has trust issues, but she, like, all of those just seem to completely fade away with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that moment was, like, huge for their relationship.
Yeah.
Like, obviously it's huge to say I love you to someone, but I think that that just solidified that everything was right since she had just seen Carly, her best friend, get dumped. That can't
yeah.
be easy because
no.
that just makes you think, like, oh, something that I thought was such a sure deal.
Didn't she say in one of her
yeah.
in the moments? She said that it made her kind of question her and Tanner a little bit. Not that Tanner gave her anything to question. It just makes you question your relationship in general. Take
yeah.
a different look at it.
How do you trust someone if one of your closest friends who you see their relationship just, like, explode in front of
yeah.
your eyes?
Jeez. Yeah, I love that. And I also liked the proposal. I really did. I felt bad for Tanner because he was sweating his nuts
that
off.
Was because I don't think that was nerves so much as
no,
it just being
just
hot in Mexico. But he was nervous.
Oh, super nervous.
He was shaking and like you could
she
tell.
She was too when they showed her hand. Her hand was...
Yeah.
Yeah. They were both super nervous. Did
yeah.
you think that... Okay, when he first said, I can't give you this rose, did you think for a second she thought, oh, crap?
Yeah, you saw it in her face. She was like, wait.
Was that editing?
No, I don't think so. I think she was genuinely nervous because it was on her face when he said, but, and he, like, pulls it out. And so she goes, she, like, smiles again.
Did you notice the bulge in his pocket before I pointed it out?
Yeah.
That was huge. I saw it. But they kind of panned the camera, like, up his leg. And I was like, oh, there's Deb. I mean, we knew there was a ring because they've been teasing it the whole time.
Yeah.
So I kind of was looking to see if it was in his pocket.
I've seen a bachelor proposal in person before. And
what bachelor proposal?
God, I forget their names. It was the girl, Blakely. And what was the guy's name? Blakely Shea. And it was
remember.
From... Bachelor Pad
okay.
3 at their after show thing. There was a proposal in person, and you would be surprised at how long it takes after you do the proposal to redo the shots of opening up the ring box.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And closing the ring box and opening up again, like 10 times, and then putting it on the finger. And holding the finger.
Okay, don't judge me for this. Are you ready?
What?
So when they showed the teaser last night, I knew it was Tanner. I think we all knew it was Tanner and Jade that get engaged.
You just looked at all the fingernails of who had
so
blue
they
nail
showed
polish.
Yes, I rewound and I was like, did anybody else do this? I want to know on chat roll, did anybody else do this? I rewound
but
and I was
what
like,
what other
has
couple
blue?
Would it be?
It wouldn't be, but I just wanted to see if they gave it away. If they gave away, like they had him on a yellow shirt for the shot, so a different color shirt. I just wanted to see if there were details that they missed. I love looking for stuff like that. Like in the rose ceremony. When they do the rose ceremony and they do it out of order.
Oh, yeah.
And they flash to the people standing there and you can see in the back, like, who's already holding a rose.
Yeah. Or if it's like a flip shot and it's, they're looking at the, the group of people and someone's hair is like flipped to this side,
yeah.
and then they go back and then yeah. back real quick within like a split second and the hair's on the other side, yeah. or yeah.
I love looking for details like that, so that's why I did. I rewound.
Hilarious.
I
was like,
who has on blue fingernails?
Editing.
So Tanner and Jade, this is a good thing. I see this. They're going back to Mexico. I mean,
that's just a vacation.
But I
see them lasting.
I thought at the end of the show, when they were kind of showing, like, JJ, you can find JJ on Tinder, and Kirk is in witness protection, all these funny things, but they said that Tanner and Jade were planning their wedding back in Mexico next year. I didn't know if that was serious or a joke. It looks like that's a joke.
It looked like it was a joke, but I could totally see them doing the same thing. Honestly, I could see them having their own one-off.
Special?
Yeah. Not a special per se, but just like an episode in the middle of A Bachelor in Paradise, because I think that deserves.
But
there's so many other.
She said she doesn't want to have a. They don't have a long engagement. That's a long engagement. A year is a long time.
Okay.
I could see that. You're right. What about in the middle of Bachelor? In January, February?
Maybe.
And then they could go to Mexico where it's warm in January or February. I don't know if you saw this tonight, but Matt Leinart tweeted Tanner and said, can we come to, can him and Josie Lauren, his girlfriend, come to the wedding?
Aww.
And Tanner goes, only if Chris Harrison approves. And then Chris tweeted right back and said, absolutely, we'll make it happen. So it was kind of funny, like, people are already chiming in. And
can
I think
we tweet him?
I thought about it. We should tweet him.
Let's tweet him right now.
Can you
and
guys
ask
help
if
us
we
out?
Can come to the wedding.
Tweet Chris Harrison and ask if Kathy and I can go to
I'm
the wedding.
I'm not going to tweet Chris Harrison. I'm going to tweet Tanner.
Yeah, Tanner and Chris.
Hey, at Tanner.
And Jade.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I think Jade and I are friends on Facebook because I'd asked her to come on the show. And now that she's moving from Nashville, probably, to Kansas City,
she said she already checked it out.
Next time they're in LA, which they are tonight, we can try and get them on, hopefully in January, February?
January.
Kathy is literally tweeting,
Danny Hoyt. Should I include Brooks in this?
Nah.
Brooks is a great wedding guest. I'm sure he would love just eating cake.
And, yeah, and shrimp ravioli, the crab cakes.
To the wedding. We're really good at eating cake.
Really good at eating cake. Tag Chris Harrison. He'll make this happen. And then people are saying we should do a live podcast
from the wedding.
Can you
guys retweet this?
Yeah, can you guys help us out? Retweet Kathy's tweet that's coming through here.
I'm going to get an emoji in it, though.
What pizza
emoji? The bride emoji. Oh, pizza?
Bride and pizza.
Cake.
Okay. We will all retweet. We'll try to get as many retweets as we can. We need to get some traction on this, especially since they're all paying attention right now.
Where's the cake emoji? Well, that's a birthday cake. Okay.
Birthday cake's
there
close enough.
There we go.
It's like their wedding birthday. It'll be their wedding birthday for the rest of their lives.
Did it.
Oh, it's already coming through. I see it.
Great.
Daniel Brooks, when I come to the wedding, we're really good at eating cake. Love it. There it is. Okay, well, any other thoughts? I love Bachelor in Paradise.
It was a great season.
This was fantastic.
Overall. Perfect amount of drama. Lots of tears.
I don't think there's any way they don't bring this back. It's highly successful, highly watchable. The ratings are high. Everything high.
We didn't talk about Sam and Nick.
Oh, yeah. Sam and Nick are still dating. They put up a couple of Instagrams right afterwards tonight.
I saw them yesterday.
You
randomly
saw them yesterday.
I mean, I ran into them at the hotel that I was at.
I saw her Wednesday. She seems super happy.
Yeah.
Which is good. I'm happy for her if they're happy. It was a long road to get to happiness.
I thought that they were going to be on the show tonight. And it seemed like a lot of our viewers were polarized. A lot of them didn't believe her last week on the After Paradise. And a lot of people did believe, like, that she was genuine in what happened.
Yeah.
And, I mean, no one deserves, like, death threats and stuff. And
they
brought that to light during Caitlyn's season, that Caitlyn was not just slut-shamed by people on Twitter, but was getting just hateful things. And I think that, honestly, like, Sam has been getting a lot of that, too, and that's not fair to anyone, no matter if you do think that they're
an
awful person or whatever. Like, no one deserves that.
Right. And to see someone really feel the weight of that. up close and personal. I mean, you see it with Caitlyn. We saw it on TV, but to see it in person, that's tough.
I mean, it's one of those things that, and I'm even guilty of this, as a fan of the show, as a viewer, like, you kind of think that you know these people, mm-hmm. and you don't. So, if you think about it, would you go up to a random stranger that you've never met, or maybe you've heard one thing about,
and wish death upon
be
him?
Like, I hope you die.
No. Most people wouldn't. I would like to think most people wouldn't.
Yeah.
But there's people that would.
And if they do, they're an awful person.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, they seem like they're happy. I don't know Nick at all. I feel like I didn't get to know much of Nick from the show either. Like, you know how you say you get to know people, you feel like you know them? Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I know much of Nick.
I always had a weird feeling about him, and Jacqueline even brought it up. I forgot about this, Bachelor Pad, where he took all of the money when he told everyone that he was going to split it.
He took $250,000.
Yeah.
She was still salty about it, too.
I mean, he's smart. I don't know if that was deserving, his snow angels in the sand was deserving of her date card, but.
No, it wasn't snow angels, it was a Victoria's Secret roll around. That's what it was. It was very funny, but I don't think that was worthy either. Jacqueline was still mad about it. You could see it. She was like, oh, hey. Like, she was still, right off the get-go, mad about it.
Thanks for all the retweets so far on our, hopefully we'll get our wedding invite in the mail pretty soon. Six right now, but it is midnight, so I don't expect many people to be checking Twitter.
I'm retweeting it right now for you. Live on the air. Retweeted. Done. There's another one. All right. Well, I don't have any other thoughts. I think that's it. That's our show.
Okay.
Gosh.
I feel like we missed stuff, but...
What did we miss?
I don't know. There's just always more to talk about.
There's always more to talk about. We went back in January with Ben Higgins. January 4th.
Okay, now I'm an ugly cry.
Ashley, hang on just a second. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us this summer on Bachelor in Paradise. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. We tried to get as many guests as we could in. And, of course, Kathy and I will be back in January, hopefully along with JC and Brooks and who else? Who do we know? Maybe other people? Surprises?
Yeah.
We'll see. It's been a blast. Love you guys.
I'm going to miss everyone.
I know.
Can you guys please tweet us?
Yeah, don't stop tweeting us and Snapchatting us and being our friends. And
don't stop retweeting.
In the meantime, you have other shows you're on?
Yeah. If you like wrestling, if you couldn't get enough from that one date that Mikey and Julia went on. I almost had a Joe moment, forgetting her name.
What's her name?
But yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Katherine Kelly, on Instagram at Kathy Kelly. Do the Snapchat and the Periscopes too, so find me there and I'll let you know what shows I'm doing.
You can catch me on SNL After Show, which starts here in just a few weeks, which is a ton of fun. The first three episodes are going to be huge. Tracy Morgan, Miley Cyrus, and Amy Schumer to start off the season. I'm really excited about that. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Danny Hoyt, and on Snapchat at DannyHoyt47. For Kathy, for JC, who we miss, and Brooks, and Mark, thank you so much. We'll see you guys next season.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.